Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We'll start from Toshema, which is four lines from the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, and that Toshema, that Braisa, is coming to answer, or the Gemara is bringing it as a potential answer to a Shaila that the Gemara asked. What did the Gemara ask? Go up another few lines, about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Iboilahu Tuma Maushe Toyel Lekiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. As you recall, yesterday's daf, we were talking extensively about the inyan of Kehanim having to go and wash their hands from the kior every single day in the morning when they started the avodah. So the question is, what happens if during the day, after the kohen had already washed his hands from the kior, what happens if the person became tamei? Now, obviously, if the kohen becomes tamei, it goes without saying he has to go to the mikveh. And after he goes to the mikveh, he still cannot do the avodah because he's a tvul yoin. So he has to wait for Herev Shemesh. Fine. But does he have to go and wash his hands again from the kior? That's the Gemara. Shaila Tuma Maushe Toil. The word toil means, in Yiddish, Abismach Kalia. Does it ruin or interfere with the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Now, skipping down to Toshima, three lines from the bottom, Pora. By the Pora Duma, recall that the Pora Aduma was not your normal regular carbon that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, but quite to the contrary, the Pora Aduma was brought on what the Gemara refers to as Har HaMishcha, which we refer to today as the Har HaZeisim. The reason why it's called Mishcha is because they used to be Moishech, the Molochim and the Kahanim Gedolim, with the Shemen HaMishcha, which was Shemen Zayis. Anyway, so
they did that Har Mishcha, they did up there.
I don't know why it was called, maybe because Har Zeisim was full of olive trees, and then they would go and harvest the olives and then use them for the Shemen HaMishcha. Remember, they only needed to use they only had to produce the Shemen HaMishcha once in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. That 12 lugin that they produced at that time remained for endless generations until the Churban Bayis Rishon, when Yeshua HaMelech was going, is it? But until that time, that same flask that was holding the Shemen HaMishcha remained. So presumably the reason why the Har HaZeisim was called Har HaMishcha is because they harvested the Zeisim from there to produce the Shemen HaMishcha. Anyway, none of that is relevant for our purposes other than to say that the Shechita of the Pora and the Sreif of the Pora and all the activities of the Pora took place there on the Har HaMishcha, Har HaZeisim. And the Gemara tells us, we already quoted this yesterday, Toshema Pora, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Omar, Mekadesh V'Kli Shoris B'Fnim V'Yoyts. I said it's a Braisa, not a Braisa, it's a memra of these two Amirom. We started with Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, that says Mekadesh V'Kli Shoris B'Fnim V'Yoyts. Meaning, that even though the Shechita took place Bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless the Shoichut would first go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would head off to the Har HaMishcha for purposes of the Pora Aduma. So he went b'fnim v'yoytze. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan says that was not necessary, since anyway, anything you take out of the Beis HaMikdash becomes posel b'chutz. So there's no purpose in his going and washing inside the Beis HaMikdash and then immediately going out. Won't that go and pasul the rechitzis yadayim v'raglay? So he says, afilu b'chutz, you don't have to go b'fnim. You can go and be mekadosh even outside. And you don't have to do b'chli shoris, v'afilu b'chli chol. You can go and bring in your neglevasa shisel that you use every single morning for a neglevasa. V'afilu mekadosh al cheres, you can even use it out of earthenware. No special requirement. Yeah, kohanim and whoever is busy with the pour aduma, wash your hands, but there's no real significance, according to Reb Yochanan, of doing it from the kior, the standard Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Okay, now that we've gotten through that, says the Gemara v'Pora d'Tamuyei Metaminin Lei. We know that all the people that were involved with the Pora Aduma, they were Metamei. Did not Metamim Hoyu Hakoyin Asoyv V'Sapora Matbilin Oysa Lohitim Lim Shal Tzedokim Shei Oymrim Meru V'Shemesh Hoysa Nasis. The Gemara in elsewhere, and it's really Mishnayis and Masechtas Pora, tells us at much greater length how much the Purushim means our Chazal, were very upset with the Tzedokim. Tzedokim were people that basically did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, only Torah Sheb Bechsav, and very often they had major disagreements with our Purushim. As a result, most of the time they were Mekel in many halachas that we, based on the Purushim and Chazal, were Machmer. However, at times they were more Machmer than us. Really? Yes. Where was that? By the Sreifas Apara. Because there the Torah says, Tefesar v'Sapara, and it has to be v'Sarav Ishtohar, and then v'Osef Ishtohar, and v'Hiza Ishtohar. It keeps talking about Ishtohar. So what's the definition of Tohar? Our Chazal held that it's enough that all the Koyin that is involved in the Paraduma, he has to, if he became Tomei, he goes to the Mikvah, he's a Tful Yoim, and he can continue doing the Avodah. However, the Tzedokim said, no, since the Torah says Tar, he has to in fact be totally Tar, he has to have Herev Shemesh. Ah, so Kedei Lahoitzim Alim Shal Tzedokim, to go and show them, Tzedokim, you're wrong and we are right. What they did was something which is fascinating, and that is, all the Kahanim that were busy with the Sreifa Sapara, etc., they were Metameh them. Why were they Metameh them? So that they'd have to go to the mikveh. And Matbilin Oisei, and then they would go and have them Toivel. Oyoyoy, but the Tful Yoyim. No problem. Show you the reason why they did was Lahoitzim Limishal Tzedokim, to show the Tzedokim that you're wrong. Show you Oimrim. The Tzedokim said, Murovi Shemesh Oisinasis, you gotta wait for Herev Shemesh. And we held, meaning the Chachamim held, no, that's not necessary, that all you have to have is Tful Yoyim. Anyway, all of that is great. What does it have to do with us? So Rashi explains that the Koyin, for instance, was going to be Soydef Esapara, they would first Mekadish Adayim V'Raglayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would go and be Metamehim. No, so what do I see from that? The Tumah does not destroy or interfere with Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Because if it did interfere with Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, then he's going to have to go back in. And that's not the Seder HaDvarim. The Seder HaDvarim was, we did a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and immediately after that, Rashi says, Achat Tvilosa Miyad, then they would go and be Metamehim, and after that, they would be he would go to the Mikveh, and right after he goes to the Mikveh, he goes and does the Sreifas HaPara. So, I see, L'choira, a concrete raya, that Tumah does not interfere or spoil the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Shema Mina Loi Pasla Bav Tumah, Every morning on Nishkarai, Shani Parah Hoyl, the Tful Yom Le'Pasulba. The reason why Parah is different is because Parah has a much lighter standard than regular Kabbalahs in the Beis HaMikdash. Regular Kabbalahs in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tful Yom is not allowed to do the Avodah. Where do I learn that from, that the Tful Yom can't do the Avodah? That was our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Kolos Vachim Shekiblu Daman, whether it was a Zor or an Oinen, and then we had a Tful Yom. We want to learn Tful Yom from various Limudim that we had in the Gemara. So Tful Yom is not allowed to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and if he does the Avodah, he passes the Avodah. But that same Tful Yom is allowed to go and be busy with the Sreifa Sapara there in Har HaMishchem. Ah, so you see that it's, if you will, lower standards. Hoyil u'Tful Yom le'pasulba, that's the reason why we're not concerned about the fact that after the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, we were mitamehim. So if you were talking about avoiding the Beis HaMikdash and you had Tumah after the person did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, it could be that that interferes with and spoils the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and you have to do it once again. But over here, since the standards are different for the Paraduma, no, that being the case, the Tumah does not disturb or spoil the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and it's good. So you have no right.
When I didn't understand yesterday, if he does tefillah, so tefillah doesn't help for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, but you, when you come up from tefillah, don't you have to do Nechavasser like we do today or whatever? Just, you know,
the Kohen Gadol, does 10 every time. He does 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, does it 10 times. It's a separate thing.
It's what you're saying is beautiful, Brother Shai, but let me ask you, when you come from the mikveh and you go and wash your hands, do you go to the sink here at the in the Bismedish or wherever your mikveh is? Why don't you go to the kiyar? I thought that in a tumah you have to have a kiyar.
Yeah.
So the Shai Limar is only the gabi whether after the tefillah you need the new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim from the kiyar. washing negavasa, that's no problem. That we all are in the concurrence with.
Okay.
What do I have to mekadesh in the first place? You're telling me that even it's viliyayim, and you're telling me it's not done in the base of Migdish. So what's the inyan b'chalal of this kiddush shadayim v'raglayim? The Tumah doesn't disturb it, it doesn't spoil it, so who needs it? You know, I can understand in the base of Migdish you have to go and do kiddush shadayim v'raglayim. It says in the pasuk b'feirish, v'rocha tzumimeno, moisha harnu vanav. It doesn't say anything about the paraduma. Everything more can avoid the be'inan. We wanted to go and give it as much of an appearance as bona fide, real avoider like in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's not. The Gemara, in fact, said earlier, if you remember, it was kodshi bedek habayasi. But nevertheless, since the Torah, for instance, called it chatos, so we want to give it as much an appearance. See, the Gemara doesn't say where this comes from, but apparently this is a drabbanon, where the drabbanon said, you know what, to give this as much sanctity as possible, that people should appreciate as much as possible. Nobody should kind of poo-poo it and say, man, yeah, it's not in the Beis Hamikdash, it's on the Harizaisim, and therefore it's not that it's only Bedek Abayis. No. You try to give it all the trappings of the Avodah as much as possible, and therefore you tell them, go and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But bottom line is,
many things they say, Mala, Ayosim Bepara, it's not at all necessary, but they always want to reinforce how exceptional the Paraduma ritual was.
But why were the reasons for all those malas also the part of?
Mostly because of the tzedukim.
Exactly. But this is nothing to do with the tzedukim. This is for a parallel reason, that we wanted to appear as much as avoid it as possible, not because we want to go and give a punch to the tzedukim in the face and tell them, you guys are wrong, and that's why we are doing it even with a tefil yarn. And you're right, there are many other malas that they made, but most of them are because of the tzedukim. Okay, Zuki Mo Yitzvaita, new shayla. So in other words, the shayla we asked about Tumah, we were not poishet. And we continue on to a new shayla, Yiboylo. Mal Dekadosh Yad Raglav, big kiyar. You have, Chazen Hendel, Zuchan Vruchi used to say, an ipcha mestavernik. Ipcha mestavernik means, if you can do something the correct way, this person always wanted to do it the krum way. I mean, well, why should you go and, if you have to go from here to 90th Street from the Besmedish, from 91 to 90, why should you go downtown? Why don't you first go uptown 3 or 4 blocks and then turn around? I mean, wouldn't we all like to be like Columbus? If you're trying to go and go west, you first turn east, or you go east to go west, etc. So if you can go and do things normally, why should you do it normally? It's much better to go and try to do things in a difficult way. See, here too, you have a kiyar, it has 12 spouts to it, easy to go and wash your hands and your yad v'raglav. What does a person do? He opens up the top and he wants to immerse his hands and his feet in the kiyar to do as a mini form of tvila. So instead of getting the water coming out, going and putting your hands and your feet inside. Does that work? It doesn't say that anybody ever did that. But the question is, would that work? Iboilu. Ma'al dekadosh yad v'raglav b'kiyar. Mimenu amrachman of loy besaychai. The lashon of the pasuk is v'rochet zahar nevan of mimenu. Mimenu means from it. Sounds like that the water comes out of the spout onto the daim v'raglayim. That's why you do it. V'loy besaychai. They're not putting your hands and your feet in. Maybe the word mimenu lav dafka, that the water comes out from the side through a spigot, through a faucet, but you wash your hands mimenu from it by putting your hands and your feet in. In other words, like a mini immersion in a mikveh, not that you don't have to put the whole body in, you just put in your daim v'raglayim. Are you yoitza with that? Yes or no? Amram Nachman Yitzu Toshima. Let's try and bring a raya from yesterday's braisa. What does it say over there? If the person became tamei, oisha tovel b'mei ma'ora v'ovad. After he became tamei, instead of doing kiddush daim v'raglayim, he went and he toiveled in a meimara. Meimara, said yesterday Rashi, was like what we would call today a mikveh, as opposed to mayim chayim. We're not talking about running water, we're talking about a mikveh like we have today. So, if instead of doing kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the kohen put his hands, and not his hands, his whole body into the mikveh, and he came out, and he did not do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, although, like Brother Shai said, he presumably washes hands negavasa, And what did he do? The oven, he did the avoid avodasai psula. Oh, so I see very, very clearly that if he toiveled in the meimara, that's not good. So why did the Brisa bring the case of toiveling meimara? After all, we're talking about the kiyar. Why didn't it say if he toiveled his hands and his feet in the meikir, that's not good? Is a chmash went only because he had nothing to do with the kiyar. He went into the mikveh. That's why he has to do a new kiddush shadayim raglayim. Ha meikir dumi de meimara v'ovad avodasik sheira. It's a mashma from that the only problem is that he went to the mikveh and he didn't use the meikir word. But if he had used the meikir water, even if he didn't take it from the spigot, but rather he immersed his hands and his feet inside the kir, zeitzachos, that would be kosher. Because if the halacha was that there too it's not kosher, shouldn't it tell us even a bigger chiddush that he put his hands and he put his feet into the kir itself? It's still not good. By the fact that it tells us about a separate mikveh, it would sound like that it isn't. It's okay. So l'chay we can be poshut ashay that if a dosik sheira that this is a kosher form of kiddush adayim raklai. So it's more like you have really no raya, no diuk. The braisa had to dafka tell us mei mara istrichale. He wanted to tell us a big kiddush. It could very well be that if you put your hands and your feet into the kiyar, maybe utaka not be an effective kiddush adayim raklai. So why does he give us the case of the person toiving in the mikveh? As the classic expression that Barry always likes to quote, if you went into the whole mikveh, you went, the ganzer amachi vorem v'shagidim into the mikveh from top to bottom, from nose to toes, and more. So if that should be much, much better than the meikir. Meikir, you're just washing your hands and your feet. Here you're washing the entire body. Kamash malon.
Don't you need to do koach gavra? Do they, from the spout, do they pour that on, or do they take a kli and then pour it?
The assumption in the Gemara Shaila is that you don't need koach gavra. Because if you need koach gavra, what's the discussion about putting your hands and your feet in? It must mean, according to the tzad, that you can put your hands in. The Gemara is not poshut the Shaila. So according to the tzad that holds that you could put your hands and feet in, you see, you don't need a koyach kapha, you just go and toil your hands and your feet in.
Yeah, that's also mustaver because it was a tough avoda. There's no way he could have done it with he'd have to use his mouth to pour the water, or he'd have to have another kohen pour it on him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or he could just put it on, the water now is leaking, and he quickly puts his hand on top of his foot and puts it underneath his back.
Is that koyach kapha? That's not koyach gavra.
I don't know that you need koyach gavra. I mean, if you...
Yeah, I'm saying you don't.
Okay, is that good?
Yeah.
Fine. And with that, we concluded that shayla. Again, aboidla yifshatan. Now we're going to start something new, Rabbi Isai. And the next shtikl gemara is quite challenging. It's challenging in the sense that we're going to have three separate days of the Amay Roim, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Rav Chizda, and then Rabbi Yochanan, about the potential psul of the meikir waters as a result of lina. As you know, the waters in the kiyar, every single morning, they would go and be shokea them. That means they would go and take the entire kiyar, and you'll recall that Ben Kutten, that we spoke about yesterday in the Gemara, developed a very elaborate pulley, or whatever type of system, to allow for the kiyar to be raised and to be lowered every single night. First they lowered it, went all the way down to the Meimayin down below, merged with the water, similar to a Hashoka situation, and then they brought the waters back up. So we had a discussion already more yesterday, whether or not, whether we had Ilfa, as you recall, going according to Blazer Reb Shimon, that holds that by Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, lina does not pasul. Remember, according to those of Reb Shimon, you can go even up to 10 days, right? That's, of course, a guzma, but at least theoretically up to 10 days without having to do a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. However, according to Rebbe, no. Every single time you have to do a brand new kiddush adayim v'raglayim, every single morning, no such thing as it goes for 10 days, because lina moyel, or mayelis. Lina means that the from the time that you can no longer do the avoida, from that time you can no longer use the waters in the Mekiyar, and you have to have them go subterranean, merge, and then bring it back up again. So we're talking really according to Rebbe, because according to Blozer Reb Shimon, we had a shaila whether or not the lina mayelis or not, and that Mora was not poishet the shaila. Mora thought that Ilfet said, but then the Gemara, I think it was Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna that asked the Kasha, and we left it as the Boyd Leifshita. So let's assume we're going to talk Aliba de Revi, that Lina is Mayelis. Remember, Mayelis means it spoils the water, that you can no longer use that water for Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. The question is, how do you define the word Lina? We've taken it for granted until now that Lina is at Amud HaShachar, meaning that at the moment of Amud HaShachar, make sure that the waters are down below, connect to the waters down below, and you bring the Mekir up, and now it's, in a sense, recharged and refreshed. However, if the waters were not there down below at the time of the of Amud HaShachar, in other words, they forgot, or whatever, and they left the waters up above in the Kiyar, the waters, if you will, they got spoiled overnight, and you can no longer use those waters, you're going to have to spill them all out, and you have to go and bring in fresh new water into the Kiyar. That's the way we... I'm sorry?
Couldn't you just lower it, just like you did?
They didn't.
You had to have it lowered prior to the time of the Alus HaShachar. If you miss that opportunity, you ruin the water. You have to...
But water is, if you put it, it's like a shaka or something.
Exactly. So if it's
what you're saying is very, very logical, but from this Gemara, it appears that that doesn't work, because there was a tremendous hakpada to make sure that at the moment of Alus HaShachar, the waters were connected with down below. And if you missed that opportunity, then you missed it. And what's going to happen is the waters are going to become psulim. It does not sound like that the new hashaka thereafter would refresh them. But
so what do you do with the psulim water?
You just pour it out. As you would say, you dump it.
No matter what, there will always be a little residue of water that you can't pour it out in absolute terms.
So that what you did, what they did in the Beis Hamikdash was that every single night they would go and lower the kiyar down to below. As long as it's at the time of Alois HaShachar, it merged with the waters down below. Now it's become refreshed, bring it back up, and you're good to go for the rest of the day. That's how we've been assuming until now, the Derech Poshet. As we'll see, however, that is not Poshet at all. The first major thing that we have to know is that there are two potential Zmanim for Lina. Now, what does Lina mean? Lina is normally not used in connection with the Mekiyar or Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. It's usually with respect to the Kabbanis. And what do we mean about the Kabbanis? There's certain things that have to be done during the day, before nighttime. Rashi refers to before Shkia. And there's certain things that you can continue doing the whole night, but you have to make sure you finish them before daybreak, which we'll call Alus HaShachar. So what has to be done by nighttime? You have to make sure that all the Zrikas Adam, for all your Kabbanis, when Amza was a really busy day, like the Korban Pesach day, and Erev Pesach, or whenever, there were a lot of Kabbanis being brought. And the Shechitas all took place during the day, the Kabbalah Saddam during the day, Halacha, and you have a whole bunch of Mizrakim all waiting for Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach. All of that Zrika has to take place before Shkia, because if you mess up and hold on to it beyond Shkia, possibly the carbon is no good. You got to start from scratch with a brand new behem. Same thing when you're talking about a carbon mincha. What is the matir of the carbon mincha? It's the kmitza. Now, kmitza doesn't just mean that the kohen puts his three fingers in and he takes kmitza. To have a matir, you have to take that kmitza now, put it on the mizbeach. You have to be makter it. Oh, so putting it on the mizbeach, that has to be done prior to shkia. That's what the Gemara refers to, both the Zrikas Adam and the Haktoris HaKoimitz, the Gemara refers to as the Matirim. The Matirim means that now the rest of the carbon is Kusha V'Yusher. In the case of a regular behema, as a result of Zrikas Adam, now you have your, once you do the Zrika, you have a full kapara, the nir tzoloi lechaper olav, and the korban is now done. Of course, there are other things still required. You're still supposed to do shvicha shirayim on the aside. You're supposed to be makter the hektar cholav and the ivarim on top of the mizbeach. All of that is true. But even if you forgot to do it, or you didn't do it, as long as you did the zrikas adam, that's matter the korban is now a done deal. You've gotten your full kapara, etc. So that those are called matir. That's also referred to in our Gemara as avoidus hayoyim. That's something you got to do during the day. Now, there was something known as avoidus laila. Avoidus laila means the hektar chalom veivarim. What's a hektar chalom veivarim? In terms of all of your kabanis, no matter what the name of the carbon was, by all behemoths, you had to go and take the emurin. The emurin is basically the chalovim, the chalev of the animal, and you had to go and put it on the mizbech. You're talking about a carbon oiler, it's not just the chalovim, it's also the evarim, the entire behemoth basically is put on the mizbech. It's not mamish entire, because yes, you have to first strip off the hide, but in general terms, it all goes on top of the mizbech. Okay, now that the hektar chalovim evarim, as we know from the first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, was mutar kol halayla. What happens if it's a loisa shachar at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they missed one of the emurim, they missed one of the evarim, they didn't put on the mizbech. Oh, so you figure 6:30, okay, before anybody comes in, I'm going to quickly rush and put on top of the mizbech. The answer is, it becomes posobelina. What is that possible lina? So this lina was not the shkia time. That was the matirim zman. Now we're talking about a new zman lina for the hektar chalom veivarim, which the Gemara also refers to as avodas laila. That becomes possible at the time of the of alois shachar in the morning. So all of that is pretty straightforward.
That goes then to the yachmisorifet, the outside, and not on the
So now, getting back to our Gemara, what happens? What does it all have to do with the Mekir? So the Gemara is telling us something very, very interesting. That the Mekir, which is used to Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kahanim to do the Avoida, Lina affects the water in the Kiyar just as it affects the Kabbanis that we're bringing. And it affects it exactly at the same time, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. What does it mean, exactly the same time? Just like you have blood lying in a mizrak, make sure that you go and spritz it on the mizbeach before shkia. And if you left it past shkia, that carbon is no good. Guess what? Make sure that the waters in the kiyar, which are used for purposes of that avoidus hayoyim, for purposes of the Zrikas Adam, that they too make sure that they are taken care of before Shkia. How do you take care of the Mayim so that they shouldn't spoil? Just like the Dam will spoil, so to speak, after Shkia, and just like the Kamitza will spoil after Shkia if you don't put it on the Mizbeach in time, the waters of the Kira are going to go and spoil. So what do you got to do? Schnell, send them down below and have them merge with the subterranean waters to refresh them. That is vis-a-vis the avoidus hayoyim. What happens if you didn't do that, and you didn't go and send those waters down? Those waters become possible. They only become possible, however, for purposes of avoidus hayoyim, just like the rest. You could continue using those waters l'choira for avoidus laila, which means that any kohen who walks in now at 7 o'clock, we tell him, oh, you should be aware that the waters got spoiled because we forgot to do the shikua down below. Mister, I'm not doing avoidus yom, now I'm doing avoidus laila. Avoidus laila didn't get spoiled at the time of shkia because I have the whole night. So I can continue using the waters for night. And then what happens in the morning? Make sure now that by the morning, just like if you have any Evorim or Pedorim that were left over that you didn't put on the Mizbeach at Alois HaShachar, just to give an example, at 6 o'clock in the morning, if you didn't do it, that spoils them, you can't use them anymore and put them on the Mizbeach. Make sure that the water is submerged down below, because if the water is not submerged down below in the subterranean waters, then those waters also are going to become possible, and you won't be able to go and use them for further Avoidas Halayla the next night. Okay, so now, therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, there are two key times that you have to be concerned about. The first one is at the time of Shkia, and if the waters were now down below during Shkia, the waters are now posel la'avodas hayoyin, just like the blood and the kmitza have now become posel, that's avodas hayoyin became posel at that time, the waters also become posel. So what does that mean? So a kohen that wants to rely on these waters the next day, in other words, he's going to stay in the Beis Midrash the entire night, and he's going to work the entire night, and he wants to continue into the next day, he won't be able to continue into the next day, because those waters are now posel la'avodas hayoyin. They're kosher for avodas halayla, but they're not kosher for avodas hayoyin. On the other hand, if these waters are stay there the whole night, and you don't put them down below at the time of Amudah Shachar, then these waters will no longer be good for avodas laila. Just like the avodas laila spoiled at Amudah Shachar, the water is spoiled. So one, won't you be able to use them? You'll be able to continue using them during the day. In other words, you could do the Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim and rely on that for avodas hayoyim, but you won't be able to use it for the next night for avodas laila, because those waters got spoiled at Amudah Shachar in the morning, but only vis-a-vis the avodas laila, not vis-a-vis avodas hayoyim. And so therefore you could have kiyor waters that are kosher for one purpose and not kosher for another purpose. If you wanted to use them for avodas hayoyim, make sure that they were shakua down below during Shkia time. Interesting that the word Shkia and Shakua are related, obviously. The same thing applies. If you want to use these waters for the Avodas Laila, you're only going to use Avodas Laila the next night. Make sure that they are Shakua in the morning when it's Alois HaShachar at 6 o'clock in the morning. So this is what...
Excuse me. The Kior was lowered twice today then, according to this approach? Once you're protected from Lina Shkia Sachava, and once you're protected from Lina of Amudah Shachar?
The answer to your question is, in theory, yes. In practice, however, we'll see from the Rashi and from the Gemara that what they did was they just left it there the whole night. They went and were mashkia it, starting from Shkia until the next morning, until Alois HaShachar. And
what if the Kohen came in at night too? He asked the Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim before. He comes in for the night shift. They have a lot of korbanos.
So if
he's not part of the Kiyur, he can't do the Avoda. He's locked out.
If there are no such Kohanim coming into the Beis Hamikdash at that time, then we don't have to worry about it. You just keep the waters submerged. If, however, you have a Kohen that knocks on the door and says, I want to take a night shift, and you bring the waters up at that time, they will be good for the Kohen to do the Avodas Laila, because the water doesn't become posel for Avodas Laila at the time of Shkia. But what happens is that these waters will no longer be good for Avodas Hayoyim for the next day. Why won't these...
You have to submerge it again after the Kohen uses it, then have to submerge it again for the next shift, the next morning.
Everything that you've said now is correct. We were going to say it even had you not asked these questions, but since you asked them, you have now precipitated a lot of the discussion. That is the sheet of... I'm sorry?
Yeah, so if come the Avodas Hayoyim, you said at that point, before Shkia Sachama, they would then submerge it so that it'd be good for the next day.
Correct.
And the Kohanim who are doing Avodas Halayim, they had already done Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before they submerged it.
Exactly. And or if new Kohanim came on the scene, like
they brought it up,
but then that water would then become spoiled. You wouldn't be able to use it for the next day Avodas Hayoyim because it had been up during the night. So the Zman Lina, if you think about it, just like after the Zman Lina of Shkia at night, you can no longer do the Avodas Adam. It's no longer that you can't just do Zrikas Adam at that minute or within the next 5 minutes. You can't do it the whole night because it's already after Shkia. The whole thing, that blood has been spoiled by leaving it beyond Shkia. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef holds that the waters as well become spoiled if they were not down below at the time of Shkia, as well as for the rest of the night. Because at any time during the night that you're going to bring it back up, boom, it'll spoil, because this is not the Zman of being able to do the Zrikas Adam. So this is not this man that you can do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from these Mekir for purposes of Avoidas Hayoyim. If you want to use Avoidas Liyam, leave it down there. But you needed to go and bring it up for the Kahanim that just arrived on the scene. Okay, fine, for Avoidas Laila, the water is still good. It'll still be good until Aloysa Shachar. However, ideally, that you want to be able to use these waters tomorrow for the Avoidas Hayoyim, for that you're going to have to leave it there overnight. If the Kahanim come in, you bring it up, you're going to do them a big favor, that's great, but you're going to spoil it for the next day, Avoidas Hayoyim, because of the fact that it wasn't there underneath the entire night. Let's just take a quick... Gentlemen, let's just take a quick look at the Rashi, and hopefully all of your questions, both present and future, will be addressed. If you go to the Rashi, which starts off Mekir, about 10, 12 lines before the wide lines in the Rashi. Look, Rashi, Mekir. L'fizman avoida shakidish tzorechla. The waters in the kir correspond to the zman of the voida for which the kahanim need these mekir for kiddush yadayim v'raklayim. Have the zman meim of liposel. Whatever the zman is of the avoida, that's the zman of the waters becoming posel. That is, im avoidas matir hu. If you're talking about an avoidas matir, kigoyim avoidas dam oy kimotzim shenifsolim bibo halayl aleihem. The blood is going to become spoiled, and the kmitz is going to become spoiled when night begins. That's the dam, and the same thing applies to the kmitz. So at that moment of shkia, just like the blood becomes possible, and just like the kmitz that's not on the mizbeach becomes possible, the mekir also become possible nifsol b'shkia sachama. Imlo nishka hakir bebarlef nishkia sachama. Make sure you put it down before Shkia. Because if you didn't, then it becomes the solemn name of the Kaddish Oid. You can't use them again. What can't you use them again? You can still use it now, for tonight. But you won't be able to use it tomorrow anymore. Because the dam and the kmitza are avoidos yoim. These are things which cannot be done at night. So just like they become spoiled, the water, that if you want to use it for the next day, for Zerika Saddam or for Kamitza, will also become spoiled. Even though after that, during the night, Schnell, put it down so that Alisa Shachar time it should be submerged. Even after Amun Shachar, it's not gonna work. You won't be able to use these waters because they became spoiled. Normally, Lina is Amun Shachar time. In other words, the chashivas and the kedusha, if you will, of the mekir extend for the same amount of time as the avoida. Since the avoida was avoidas hayoyim, that's the zrikas adam and the kmitza, so the water stays good that day. Just like the dam and the kmitza spoil at the time of shkia, then the waters in the kir spoil at the time of kir, at the time of shkia. So now, you would say to yourself, okay, so just make sure that during the period of Shkia, it should be Shakua down below, and then bring it up, and we're done. So I might have thought, how long does Shkia last? Let's go with Rabbi Tam. He'll leave it down there for 72 minutes from Shkia until after Tzeisa Gechov, no question that it was down the whole time. And you bring it back up. Sorry, fellows, it still will not be good for the next day, Avoidus Hayoin. And that's what Rashi continues. V'cheinim shokul lefnei shkia zacham. You put it down before shkia. V'haleu balayla, and you brought it up at night. Why did you bring it up at night? Because Barry said, what happens if a kohen comes in for night duty, and he says, I need to have the mekir to be able to wash my hands? No problem, you can bring the water up. A mekimen shemotzu halayla sho'achas chutz lebar. Nifzu lemeimav. Avoid say yon. You'll be able to continue the waters for tonight. No problem. Avoid this layla kushim kushim yon. You want to go and use it for next morning? You spoiled it, my friends. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to go and pour it out and start fresh. Now, this was with respect to the initial lina for the matirim. Now we're going to talk about the lina for the evorim, which is in the morning. So, actually, the evorim kevorim, the kaddish mehem laboides hektach halovim, nifsal v'amur ha-shachar. Why does it become posel in Amud HaShachar, K'moish Eivorim Nifsolim, Balinas Amud HaShachar. Just like the Eivorim become posel Blinis ad mezhachar. Kirach siv, like it says, ad boiker. Leisolim imenu ad boiker. And whatever is left ad boiker, b'esh tisroifu, you have to go and just burn it because you left it outside of the mizbeach. You gotta be makter at night. Ah. But for the rest of the night, you can be Makadish Lavoidis Laila. In Barry's example, a new Kohen comes in, says, I want to do work. No problem, you can use Vekedushas Laila. But you won't be able to use this water anymore for Kedushas HaYoyim. So you have to have, so ideally, according to Rabbi, so let's go back to the Lashon HaGemara, because we really skipped to the Rashi before learning the Lashon HaGemara. Going back, Omer Abchia Bar Yosef, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Mekir Nifsalim Lematirin, Kimatirin, which, remember what did Rashi say, that the Mekir becomes spoiled at Shkia time, just like the Matirin becomes spoiled, the Dam and the Kmitza become spoiled at Shkia time. So make sure at that time that the waters are down below. And, like Rashi says, make sure they stay down below until the next morning. Because if they don't stay down below until the next morning, then you won't be able to use these waters for the next day for Avodas HaYoyim. Rashi said, however, what happens if you want to bring it up during the night? No problem, you can bring it up during the night. But then you'll only be able to go and use it for Avodas Laila. These waters will not be good for Avodas HaYoyim. And similarly, Leivorim Kevorim, that the Mekiyar, even though the whole Avodas Laila during the night, you use the water, that was fine. Make sure that you're Mashkia the water, Shekia the water in the morning at Alois HaShachar time. Because just like by Alois HaShachar time, all of the Eivorim Pedorim are now going to go and spoil. The water will also spoil. Make sure the water is there inside the kiyar at the time of Alois HaShachar. And ideally, therefore, if you don't need water to Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim of any of the Kahanim, have it there from the beginning to end. But it's not necessary. If a Kohen comes on the scene and wants to use it, middle of the night, take the water up, use it, but you have now spoiled it for further Avodas HaYoyim. You can only use the Mekir for now for Avodas HaLayim.
They have to empty, so if they bring up in the middle of the night, they have to empty it out early so that they can then replenish it with fresh water the next day.
Obviously, don't immediately empty it. First, use it for any Kahanim that come. Maybe one Kohen will arrive at 8, another at 10, another at 12. So leave it there. But when it becomes, when it comes the time of the morning, if you want to go and use it now for Avodas HaYoyim, so, one second. For Avodas HaLaila was great. But since it was out during the night, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, you won't be able to use Avodas HaYoyim. So in the morning, you'll have to empty it, as you say, and you'll have to fill it with brand new water from down below. Okay? So that's according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda makes life a little bit easier, and Rav Chisda is what we've been assuming all along, that there's only one Lina time, which is in the morning. So Rav Chisda Omar, Afla Matirin, Matirin again means the same. Matirin over doesn't mean that some people are Matir and some people are Machmir. Matirin means all those Kehanim that want to do avoid the involving Zrikas Adam or Haktaris Akoimitz, which are Matir the carbon. In other words, there's only one Lina time that I have to be concerned with. I don't have to look at my Zmanim app twice a day, look both at Shkia time and at Alois HaShachar time. You only have to worry about Alois HaShachar. So the water can be in the kiyar the whole night, no problem. Only in the morning, make sure at the Mud HaShachar time that you have it Shakua. Because if not, then it will be no good for either Avodas HaYoyim or Avodas HaLaila, because the Zman for Matirim are like Yevorim only at that time of Alois HaShachar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kiyar, Kimin Shishoku, Shuv, Now, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha on the surface sounds very, very simple, but as we'll see, the Gemara is going to dissect Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to bring three Rabbi Yochanans all together. This member of Rabbi Yochanan, another two lines, another member of Rabbi Yochanan, and on the Amud Beis, another Rabbi Yochanan, because we're going to try to figure out exactly what Rabbi Yochanan holds. The easy pshat in Rabbi Yochanan is, Kiyar, Kimin Shishokai, since Rabbi Yochanan would seem to agree with Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef that there are two zmanim, so be mashkia the water, put it all the way down at shkia time, and leave it there. Shomein maleu, don't bring it up until the next morning, until after Amud HaShachar. Period. You got to leave it there for the full, let's say, 12 hours from beginning of night until the end of night. Shuv ein maleu, don't bring it up. So lechoira, how is Rabbi Yochanan arguing with the previous two man diamrim? Remember, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says you can bring it up. That's no problem. It'll just now be spoiled for avodas hayoyim, but it'll still be kosher for avodas laila. That's why, like Barry asked, if a kohen walks in at 9 o'clock, he wants to do the avodah at night 9 p.m. No problem. You can bring the water up, do it avodas laila, but it won't be good for avodas hayoyim. Mashver and Yochanan, I know this is kind of an ironclad rule. Leave it there entirely the entire time. Kimishishaka shuv ein maleu. Tetzachos, you can't even use it for avodas laila nami loichazi. You couldn't use it for avodas laila. So even if you brought it up in the middle of the night, you can't use it. So you're going to ask, what about any kahana that want to do the avodah? Mister, next time come early. Make sure you come before this man, before Shkia Sechama, and wash your hands then. Because once you hit Shkia, you can no longer use those waters because you have to go and lower them down to subterranean waters. If a member that would is lying, let me lechazi. As always, mashma. I from Rebbasim Rabbi Yochanan Mishmedi Ilfa Kiyor Shleishokay Mi Be'erev. What happens to Kiyor that you didn't go and be Mashkia Be'erev at Shkia time? Mekadosh Menel Avoid is Laila. You can still be Mekadosh Avoid is Laila. The water has been spoiled now for Avoid is Yoin, just like the Matirim have been spoiled, the Dam and the Kmitz have been spoiled, so the water is spoiled for Avoid is Yoin. But avoid this lila, you can still kind of avoid this lila. No problem. Ul machar in the kaddish, and you won't use it for the next day. So, Frank,
I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be similar to Rabbi Yosef, correct?
Not only that, if you have a little patience, if you go down to the two further lines, what does it say on the last line?
I'm Rabbi Yosef, thank you.
No, you're very welcome.
I can I keep the sheetahs correct in my head and slot them? According to the Mandamrim, thank you.
Okay. Very good. Anyway, so the Gemara says now, so what do I see lechoyder from this second Rabbi Yochanan? We see from that lost my train of thought. You can use a vodas laila, and you just won't be able to use it the next day. So in Bazoi lechoyder, that's a stira Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan said, Shuveinim aleo kala laila, don't bring it up. Here it says you can use it for avodas laila. So obviously you are bringing it up. So tomorrow, my enim aleinu amdika amar l'avodas yoyim avodas laila chazi. When Rabbi Yochanan said, don't be malit, what he meant is, don't go and bring it up at any time during the night. Because if you do bring it up any time during the night, the water will be spoiled for avodas yoyim. Just like the blood and the kmitza are spoiled the whole night, so to speak, because they were beyond this manshkia. So the water will be spoiled the whole night, and you won't be able to use it for the next day's avodas yoyim for zrikas adam and or for haktaras hakoymet. In other words, they're exactly parallel to the avoda for which the mekira is being used for the kiddush adam raglayim. If you kept the blood overnight, I know I can't do the zrikas adam during the night. It became possible by Belina. So I'll use it the next morning at 9 o'clock. No, you can't do that. It's permanently possible. So this water as well has now become possible. Avodas yoyim, for sure. Avodas laila, you're allowed to go and use it. And to that, when Rabbi Yochanan said before, in the first Rabbi Yochanan, that leave it there the whole night and don't be malit, he was just concerned so that the water should be usable for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for the next day. You don't want to go and waste the water. Especially it's Kodosh B'Kedusha Seguv in the Kli Sharis. So that's why he said, leave it there. But if you didn't leave it there and you brought it up, you can use it for avodas laila. And if that's the case, Zukti Mara, Ihochi had Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said the same thing. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef also said that the water only gets spoiled for avodas yoyim at Shkia time. But he didn't say avodas laila. In fact, Rashi remembers it a couple of times. If you mal it during the night, no problem. You can be mekadesh it l'avodas laila if a koyin comes in. So l'choy Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan are saying the same thing. We have to understand what is the machlekes. And for the Gemara, on to the Amud Beis, Ike Benayu Gezeiras Shikua. What means Gezeiras Shikua? So Rashi explains, you're right, halachically they are basically both saying the same thing, and that is, leave the waters there from the beginning of the night till the next morning. The question only is, why are you doing that? And what are the halachic ramifications by doing that? Of course, according to both of them, if you leave it from before Shkia until after Leisa Shachar, you've covered the waterfront, so to speak. You don't have to worry about these waters being further kosher for both Avodas Yoyim and Avodas Laila. Only question is this absolutely necessary? Reb Chiya Bar Yosef says, no, it's not absolutely necessary because I can go and use the waters during the night. Says Reb Yoichanan, I agree with you, you can use the waters at night for the Avodas Laila, but it's not a good idea to bring it up because I'm afraid that what might happen is that in the morning you're going to forget to go and put it down again. Best thing is, leave it there the whole night. That's the Lashon of Gzeir Shikua, the Chachamim were Goyzer, so that you shouldn't have a problem. Let's look at top Rashi a few lines. So Rashi, Ikmanayz Gzeir Shikua, Kalayman. Hod Oikim Ein Maleu, the Rabbi Yoichanan, Mivshem Psul Avodis Yoim. That we said that when Rabbi Yoichanan said, Ein Maleu Kol Halayla, the concern is only about Avodis Yoim. But Avodis Laila, you could use it at night. And in fact, that was the Lashon of the second Rabbi Yoichanan that Barry said sounds just like Rabbi Chiya B'Yosef. That Kiyosh Leishoku Mi Be'er Mekadosh Mimin Al Voidus Laila. You're allowed to use Al Voidus Laila. Yes, yes, yes. It's only going to become possible the next day. You won't be able to use Al Voidus Yoim. It's Kloimer Hod Da Oikim Ein Malei Der Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Psul Al Voidus Yoim Loikir Kosol Kedaitach Shei HaLaila Poisl Al Voidus Yoim Ki Rabbi Chiya. It's not like we thought initially that by the fact that it came up at any time during the night, it's going to be possible avodas yoyim. Not like Rabbi Chiya. Ella, the concern of Rabbi Yochanan is shem lo yachzav yishke'enu. He might forget to be mashkid in the morning. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, leave it there overnight. Rashi, in fact, now goes and says, this is meduyek heitev in the Lashon of both Rabbi Yochanan and the Lashon of Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef at the outset said that the waters are nifsolim lematirim kimaptirim, and they're nifsolim leivarim keivarim. They become posel. Rabbi Yochanan didn't use the word posel. Rabbi Yochanan said, kiyar kimin sheshakai shuv ein maleil. Why didn't he use the term posel? Because Rabbi Yochanan is worried about this gzeira that you're going to go and forget. So he doesn't say that if you left it, if you pulled the water up during the night, they become posel avodas yoyim. No, he says, make sure that you leave the water down so that you don't have a problem that you'll forget in the morning to be mashkia the waters. So that's the Lashon Kimi Shishaka, Shuv Ein Malei. So he continued the Lashon Rashi, skip the parentheses, next line. V'hainu d'lei noket Rabbi Yochanan lishna de psul. He doesn't use the Lashon posel. El Lashon Isra Halo. We don't want the waters to become posel. What difference does it make the waters become posel? The kivan, the kiddush, lehubikli shares, mitzvah l'shamram kishar kodshim. These waters are precious. These are kedusha waters. These were waters inside a kli shares. Don't waste them. Don't pour them out into the umma. Keep them good. And therefore, make sure to keep them the whole night so that you won't forget at Aloysa Shachar to be mashkiah the waters. However, it doesn't become possible, Bahalo, if you brought it up in the middle of the night. There is no psul attached to it. Meaning that as long as you put it down again before Aloysa Shachar, it'll be kosher la'avodas hayoyim. So therefore, this is now the key machloikis, or this is the only point of real machloikis between the two. Both of them agree, l'chatchila, leave it the whole night. 12 hours, you don't have a problem. Only question is, what happens if you bring it up in the middle of the night? According to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, the waters now are irrevocably possible for avodas hayoyim. You could use it at night, that's no problem. But there won't be good avodas hayoyim, because even if it came up just shor achas during the night, the water is possible. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. If you put it down there at the time of shkia, and then you brought it up in the middle of the night, you not only can use it for avodas laila, if you remember the next morning to go and put it by Avodas HaShachar, not Avodas HaShachar, Aloys HaShachar, you make sure that it's Shakur then you'll be Metairit for the next day, and it will be Kusha Miyusha. So there in fact is a Machloikis Lahalocha. Lichat Chila, they both agree, leave it the whole night. B'diavad, what happens if you did bring it up in the middle of the night? Says Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that's good for avodas laila, but not good for avodas yoyim. You spoiled it for the next day. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't spoil it for the next day. Just make sure you put it back in before Shkia, not before Shkia, before Alois HaShachar, and then it'll be kosher for the next day after all. So that would then be the nugget of the machloikis between Reb Chiya bar Yosef and Reb Yochanan. Since according to Reb Yochanan, the ikar is to make sure you could use these waters at night for avodas laila, and it will not adversely affect avodas yoyim as long as the waters stay down during Amud HaShachar. What the Gemara is going to ask in another 10 lines or so is, if that's the case, it sounds very much like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, I'm no longer concerned about whether it's Shekua at the time of Shkia Sechama, because the only time of Lina that really spoils is Alois HaShachar in the morning. Well, that seems to be what Rabbi Yochanan also holds, because Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it was Shekua, not Shekua, the time of the Shkia, it doesn't make a difference, because for Avodas Laila, it's Kusha V'Yusher. And for Avodas Hayoyim, just make sure that Shekua at the time of Alois HaShachar, and then it'll be good for the next day. Well, guess what? That's what Rav Chisda holds. Rav Chisda holds the same thing, that the only time I'm really concerned is Alois HaShachar time, and not Shkia time. So Gemara is going to ask that Kasha about halfway down the Amud. I only bring this to your attention because Rashi already brings this to our attention. He says Gemara, the Kamon is going to ask this, or the Kamon Parach, and Rav Chisda, as well as that when we ask it at that time, it shouldn't be novel, we'll already have a feel for it. Okay, so with this we've completed the first two Rav Yochanan's, and now we go on to Rav Yochanan number 3. I vom Rav Yochanan, kiddush yodav l'truma sadesh and l'mochar, ein tzorach l'kadosh yikvar kiddush metchilas avoida. This is again a member that we had yesterday, and if you'll remember, we also had a machloik between Abaye and Rava. Who was Rav Yochanan speaking? Was he speaking Aliba de Rabbi, or speaking Aliba de Reb Lozer Reb Shimon? And the Gemara is going to do kind of a quick chazara on that once again. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, Kiddush Yodav l'Trumas Hadeshen. What happens if the Koyin, as you know, Trumas Hadeshen was a very competitive thing, because that was the first avoida in the morning, and all the Kahanim wanted to be Zoychan, and originally they used to run up the ramp, and unfortunately as a result, it came out Sakonis Nefashis, and therefore they decided to do a pious. So a pious means a goyro, and one of the Kahanim won, and he did the Trumas Hadeshen. When was the Trumas Hadeshen done? Trumas Hadeshen was done at the same time as the Gemara said before, Kreis HaGever, meaning a few minutes before Amud HaShachar. Just take it for example, 15 minutes before Amud HaShachar, he did the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, and it says Kiddush Yodav, that Kohen had to be Kaddish Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshen. He's now doing it during the night. It's not Amud HaShachar yet. Says Rabbi Yochanan, question, okay? His makadosh and trumas hadeshen lemochem the next day ain't tzorach lekadosh shabak kiddush b'tilus avoida. He doesn't have to makadosh once again after Amud HaShachar. He already had the benefit of the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the middle of the night, 15 minutes before Amud HaShachar, when he was doing the trumas hadeshen. What was
he?
We're going to talk about that momentarily. You are trying to ask the Gemara's kashas before we got to the Gemara. Now, just to remind us exactly what was Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was a mitzvah every single day. The first kohen would go up to the top of the Marocha and take off a symbolic amount of deshen. Whether there was a huge amount of ash on the Mizbeach, or there was only minimal amount of ash, it makes absolutely no difference. He had to go and take off a symbolic amount. What did he do with that amount? He went down the kevesh, and he put it right next to the ramp on the floor of the azar. And then you would come back a little bit later in the day, and you would find that there is no ash there. And you would think that maybe somebody swept it away. The answer is no. Miraculously, every single day, the ritzvah of the azara swallowed up and absorbed that ash. So that's what you have to do with Trumas Hadeshen at that time. And again, that's in the middle of the night prior to Amud HaShachar. Zokti Mar, Bishlam Rava, the Moikim Lahayik, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Ha Kerevi. According to Rava that said yesterday in the Gemara, that what's the reason why once you do one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, you don't have to do a new one in the morning. Maybe you hold Lina Mayeles Bekiddush Yadayim Raglayim. No, Rav said it's on going to Rav Blazer Rav Shimon. Blazer Rav Shimon said that Ain Lina Mayeles Bekiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and this individual could go and continue doing Avoida even Ad Asara Yomim. Theoretically, this of course is a guzma, because during that 10-day period, for instance, at the very least, he's going to have to go to the bathroom from time to time. And we said yesterday in the Gemara that when he goes to the bathroom, by definition, he has to go and do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the words 10 days, of course, is a guzman exaggeration, but he just means to say is, as long as you don't have any interfering episodes, you didn't have to go to the bathroom, you were not Mesiach Das, you didn't become Tameh, everything was fine and good, you can continue on for hours and hours and hours from the day into the night doing Avoida as long as you want. So therefore Rava holds, when says that when Rabbi Yochanan said Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim works if you started before Trumas Hadesh and you don't have to Mekadesh again, he holds that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking Alib de Rav Rabbi Shimon, that Lina does not spoil Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and you can keep on doing Avoida for the rest of the day. So, therefore, that memra of Ein Tzarech LeKaddish, that's going according to Blazer Reb Shimon. By Uns, back on the Omer Aleph, where we said that the Ikir, Shalei Shokim in Be'erim, Mekaddish in Menel Avoidis Laila, Ulamachra in Mekaddish, you can only use it for Avoidis Laila. Didn't you just tell me that Lina doesn't interfere with Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's according to Blazer Reb Shimon. Here we're talking according to Rebbe. So we would not have a stira between the two Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lina would not be moil. According to Rabbi, it would be moil. El Abaye de Moikim lo kerebi. Yesterday's Gemara, Abaye said, no, even this Gemara here on top, Kiddush Adav L'Tumas Hadesh and L'Mochrein Terech L'Kaddish, is even going according to Rabbi. Kasha to Rabbi, Adar Rabbi. No, how could this go according to Rabbi? After all, Rabbi holds that Lina is moil b'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And if he washed his hands 15 minutes before the Alois HaShachar, because he's doing Trumas Hadeshen, as soon as Alois HaShachar hits, boom, then he should have to wash his hands over again. So remember, the Gemara said yesterday that according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds that Lina is only, by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, is only Midrabanan. Remember, we're not talking about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the water is in the Kiyar. We're talking about his hands that have already dried. What's the reason why there's a din de Rabbanan? So Rashi said yesterday is to sensitize all the Kahanim to the inyan of Lina. They shouldn't go and think, if nobody's looking, I'll do one more Zrikas Adam after Amud HaShachar. I'm sorry, after Shkia. Or if nobody's looking, I'll just quickly put up another Ivorim Pedorim after Alois HaShachar in the morning. No, this is serious business. And so therefore, to really ingrain it in their minds and in their hearts, they said not only vis-a-vis the Avoida, but even vis-a-vis your own Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. You're going to have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning, even though you worked the entire night beautifully. You didn't go to the bathroom, you didn't become Tomei, they were not Mesiach Das, you stayed there. In the morning you have to go and do a new one. Why do I have to do a new one? Because Lina passels by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, just like it passels, again, it's Midrabanan because of this, trying to give them a very strong sense of awareness. Said the Gemara, that same Rebbe holds that since that's the whole din of Lina, Drabanan, it's like Heim Amru v'Heim Amru, and they said as long as it's within that 15-minute window between the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and the Amud HaShachar, that's already okay. We're going to kind of merge those two together and say, you're exempt, you don't have to go and do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim since you did it right before Alois HaShachar. And that's the key for our purposes. This lean is only drabban.
So when did they bring up the kiyar? When did they bring up the kiyar for the morning? They did it before Amud HaShachar?
Barry, you know I love you. But every single question that you've asked so far, which has really been on point, the Gemara has addressed. A little bit of patience. Since you want to know the answer right now, you'll see the Gemara says, bring it up at the time of Trumas Hadeshen. Whoever wants to wash, washes. And then they're going to be shokeh the water down below again from Amud HaShachar. For anybody that did not wash now, they will wash post Amud HaShachar. So it's up and down, up and down. But the Gemara is going to address all of this. Just a question of a little patience. Anyway, so according to that Abai of yesterday, that said according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why, see, each time I have to go and recalibrate. He said that the Gemara here on top is going according to Rabbi, and you wash a Truma Sedesh in time, that's okay. Is Kasha the Rabbi, the Rabbi. Why wouldn't there be a Stira Rabbi on Rabbi? What would be the Stira? Here we're saying that the waters are okay, and he doesn't have to be Mekadosh again. And there back on the waters on the Amud Aleph, we said that once you use it for Truma Sedesh, the waters get spoiled. What was the Lashon HaGemara on the Amud Aleph? The waters now become spoiled. Here he's saying over here, Lamachar ein tzarech lekadish. Now we're going to have a machloikis shortly in the Gemara. We had that shaila already in the Gemara yesterday. What means Lamachar einoi mekadish? Lamachar ein tzarech lekadish. Does that mean that the waters now are spoiled? Or does it mean that the kohen doesn't have to mekadish its hands again because he already mekadish them one time? So we're going to get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, don't we have the stira between the two Rabbi Yochanans? If both Rabbi Yochanans are speaking Aliba de Rabbi, then in one case he says here that you can use those waters for the Truma Sedeshin, and we're going to assume that those waters are going to remain up above even at the time of Aloy says Shachar, because not only won't Lina passel the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but it's not going to be, it won't passel the waters either. Yet Rabbi Yochanan said in the Amud Aleph that the waters will become possible. If the waters were there during the night, the waters don't work anymore. So back in the Amud Aleph, we said that the waters, if they were up at the time of Aloy Seshachar during the night, they are spoiled. Here we're saying that they're not spoiled, because we're saying that he washed and the waters would appear to remain in the Kiyor even after that into Amud HaShachar and further. How come on the Amud Aleph we were very insistent about putting the waters down below so that they don't become spoiled? And here, we don't talk about the waters at all. We just simply say the Truma Sedesh and people wash the hands at that time. It's really one person, but anybody else who wants to wash at that time is fine. It doesn't have to be Mekadosh later on. So why doesn't it say that you're going to be Meshaker the waters? You got to be concerned about that. And for the Gemara, to Mesalikle, Bohad Meshakele. That in truth, even though the Gemara here on top doesn't say it, the waters were submerged. Now for Truma Sedeshin purposes, we brought them up so that the Truma Sedeshin Kohen could wash his hands. But that's not enough, because if you're going to leave it up now into Amud HaShachar, it's going to spoil it for all the other Kehanim that are going to want to use the waters subsequently. It's going to become possible leaner. We immediately push it down again. We submerge the waters, the Yemekir, and we take it down below. And then after Amud HaShachar, we're going to bring it up again. Exactly what Barry was asking before. Question asked and question answered. Why does it say Lemocher Einu Mekadosh? Why does it say that after that you don't have to Mekadosh the waters? According to what you just told me now, you do have to be Mashkiah the waters to go. Freitimor Amai. You have to be mashkiah the waters, it should be able to be come kaddish. And for the Gemara, the pshat is ein tzarech lekaddish. What means ein tzarech lekaddish? That kohen that went and washed his hands at the time of Truma Sedeshin, he doesn't have to be mekaddish his hands again. However, the waters will require a new submersion so that they should become once again mekudosh, so that you can, once you raise them once again, you'll be able to use it after Amud HaShachar for the next day for all the Kahanim that need to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. You're going to ask, how come the Gemara didn't address that here on the top of the Amud? He only spoke about the Kohen mit the Truma Sedeshin. Says Rashi, because the purpose of the Memra here on the top was not to go and talk about the Mekir. It was to talk about the Kohen that did the Truma Sedeshin. That once he was Mekadosh Yadav the Raglav, he doesn't have to do it over again. But in terms of the Mekir, Avad, you're right. So that you don't spoil it for all the other Kahanim, be Mashkiah it again down below until after Aloy Seshachar. so that Lina was not going to spoil the water. Now you bring the water up after Alois HaShachar, and you can use it for the rest of the day. Everything will be great. Zokti Mara. So this, with this, we've concluded what appeared to be a stira between the two Rabbi Yochanans on the Omer Aleph. Freiti Mara, however, lememra d'lamatiren mechsi chazi. Based on what you're saying now, it sounds like as long as this is really not from the Rabbi Yochanan here at the top. It's really from Rabbi Yochanan there on the bottom of the Amid. Where Rabbi Yochanan said on the Amid Aleph that kirsh leishokmi be'erev, you can use it mekadosh b'menel avoidus laila. You cannot use it for the next day unless you're mashkia it back in the waters down below, so that they will be kosher for the next avoidus yoy. Huh? What about? Aren't you concerned about the night before? No, the night before, shkia is really not my concern. My concern is that the waters go and stay down below, so that when it comes Amud HaShachar time, that they are going to be down below, and we're not going to miss the opportunity for these waters to be recharged and refilled, replenished, because if you're going to miss that key moment of Amud HaShachar in the morning, those waters will spoil, and you're going to have to go and pour them all out. Now, who's the one that said that the main concern is the morning? That it was Rav Chisda. This is what we asked about 10 minutes ago. Isn't Rav Yochanan just parroting what Rav Chisda said, but using different language? And for the morning, Kibinayu Mitzvah Shikua. The chilik between the two is, how much do I have to be concerned about being mashkiyet? So Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm very, very nervous that I'm going to forget about that Amud HaShachar, and therefore put it down below as early as possible. Only bring it up if you have to, if a Kohen comes and he says, I want to do Avodas Laila, but otherwise leave it down below, because I want to make sure it's going to be there by the time you get Amud HaShachar. Masha'enkein, according to Rav Chizda says, I'm not a nervous type. You don't have to worry about it. Use it the whole night. And when it comes close to Amud HaShachar, make sure you go and put it down below at that time. So in the halacha, they don't argue, bottom line, in other words, b'di'evet. But the question is, the chatchila, is there a mitzvah shikua or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, go and put it down as many times or as long as possible during avodas, during the night, so that it'll still remain there Amud HaShachar in the morning. Masha'en ken, according to Rav Chisda, I'm not so machmir, just when you get close to Amud HaShachar, you know, set your alarm clocks, make sure for 10 minutes, a half an hour, whatever, before Amud HaShachar, that you remember to go and mashkiyah it down below. Everybody's good so far?
Yeah.
Frank Dimar Meisve, I have a kasha. Lo ha yiroyin o yisei v'lo yishoymin es koi lei ad sheshoymin koi shol eit she'osabai cotton. Before we had Ben Cotton, no? I'm sorry, she'osab Ben Cotton, thank you. She'osab Ben Cotton, muchni l'kiyah. What's going on over here? At the time of the real avoid of all the kahanim only began after Amud HaShachar. The one single kohen that did the work prior to Amud HaShachar, that was the Trumas Hadeshen kohen. And that Trumas Hadeshen took place, again, let's throw out an example, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, shortly before Amud HaShachar. Okay, now who woke up all of the kahanim? Says the Gemara, all the Kahanim woke up as a result of this alarm. Not an alarm like we think today of an alarm clock, but they heard the pulley pulling the kior.
Aha.
Squeaky. I'm sorry?
Maybe it was a little squeaky.
Squeaky. Oh, very good. So they didn't spray on it something 46 or something. There's some sort of spray.
WD-40.
Thank you. WD-40. Good. So it was pitch black outside. There were no lights, no electric lamps or anything like that. We're assuming, for instance, Rosh Chodesh time, when there is no full moon. And so there was pitch black at 5:45 in the morning, 15 minutes before Amud HaShachar. And therefore, the other Kehanim that wanted to get up shortly to participate in the Avodah Sayyim, initially in the pious for the Avodah Sayyim, they didn't see it. L'shem is koi, they didn't even hear the coin. He was a very quiet coin. Ah, Jeshim Koshal H. Osaben Cotton Mukhni Lakia. Until they heard that pulley system pulling up and down the kiyar. Then Oymrim, and they're saying, oh, he gives ice kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in a kiyar. It must be that this is the zman for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But tomorrow, my love the mesalikle, isn't it talking about that they heard it because they heard the pulley pulling up that kiyar? And since they heard it pulling up the kiyar, it looks like we're not going to have to worry about amud shachar. Here you're making a ganz tzimis about amud shachar. It's going to become possible. Lina, they apparently are hearing the kiyar coming up, and when they hear the coming up, that means that it's pre amud shachar, and we can use it. And now they're all running to go and use those waters from there. How can they go and run use those waters at amud shachar time? It's going to go and become possible. And didn't we say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should leave it there the whole night? And even according to Rav Chisda, as well as according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, make sure it's down there by Amud HaShachar time, or the water is going to become possible for the day Karbanis, for the Avodah Seyayim. So L'chayre, what they heard was the Kiyar coming up, and this is prior to Amud HaShachar. Why are they all running to go and to Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? It's too early. And the water is not going to work for the yoyim. It's not going to be kaddish for the yoyim. Everything more alma, my love them salikle, alma mishakale. Don't we see from this, if they heard it coming up, that it must have gone down already earlier during the night? And that's why they hear it coming up. So this would be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan and shver on Rav Chisda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, as well as Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that said that you're supposed to be mashkia it as early as possible during the night. You have to worry about, of course, any kehanim arriving on the scene that want to use the kiyar during the night for what is likely. But otherwise, leave it as much as possible down below. I can understand why they heard now the sounds of the pulley bringing the kiyar up at the time of Trumas Hadeshen. However, according to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said, no, you don't have to, there's no gezeiras, and there's no hilchay shikua, what was the lashon? Mitzah shikua. No, as soon as it comes 5 minutes before the Alois HaShachar, then you have to make sure that Mishakei it. But the whole night it could be out. So, Bazoi, why did you hear it coming up? Al Mishakele. Hutumalai. The Mishakele. What they heard is the Mishakei that they're lowering it now. The at this time, after the Trumas Hadeshin Koyin has washed his hands, says Rav Chisda, you know what they heard? They didn't hear the pulley pulling the kiyar up. They heard the kiyar going downwards now. After the washing, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, this is just like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says you don't have to mishakei the whole night. You only have to mishakei it samach li amud HaShachar. So Timura, id mishakele, mishtam kole, would you hear it? The Gemara is assuming that you only need the pulley to pull it up, but you don't need the pulley to drag it down. Drag it down, just push the button, the whole thing just goes down, 1, 2, 3. As opposed to pulley where you have to huff and puff, at least the machine. I'm sorry, once again?
You had to use elbow grease, you had to work it.
Oh. Emphany more, the kasha nishka kasha, mishakale bigilgola, lishnachrin, the mishakale bichumrase. Both of these terms are just synonyms, and what they're saying is, no, that when you lowered the kiyar, it also made noise. Don't think that it only made noise when you brought up the kiyar. Even when you lowered the kiyar, the gilgala or the chumrisa, that's just the name of the machinery, also made noise. And this was apparently intentional that it makes noise. Why? So that the kahanim should wake up. After all, they didn't have alarm clocks like we have today.
So they had a guy going around, and he say Barakai, whatever it was.
Guess what? His name was Gvini. And that's Gvini. The next Gemara's Kasha. Okay. Frank Gemara Bahavi, Gvini Cruz. Gvini would go and be the crier, and he would be screaming, Rabbi said, time to get up. Get up. You have to come up. So what do we need this machine for? Beitreya Keri Hava Avdi. They wanted to have two alarms that go off, right? Some of you might probably have two alarm clocks, right? An early one, or you push the what's that button called? The pause button, or whatever it is. And then, so that it should ring again 8 minutes later, right? Something like that. So here too, they did Treya Kerem HaVavdi, the Shammehai Asi, whoever heard the Gvini Cruz, he got out of bed, schnell. washed his hands and he ran to the Beis Hamikdash. And whoever didn't hear that, but at least he heard the pulley system drying it up. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying in these last few lines is very clear. We thought we had a kasha on Rav Chisda. What was the kasha? According to Rabbi Yochanan, keep it down as much as you can. Why? Because I am geyser and I'm noivis that if you're not going to keep it down during the night, you're going to forget. What happens? It's true. You're definitely going to have to bring it up for the Trumas Hadesh and Koyin. True. But since it was Shakur the whole night until now, and you only brought it up for a moment for the benefit of that Koyin to wash his hands, the Kahanim who are busy with pulling it up will remember immediately, okay, Trumas Hadesh is over, Shnell, be Mashkiyet, let it go down below. Masha Enkein, according to Rav Chisda, I don't need it to be down the whole night. Just make sure that Trumas Hadesh and Koyin washes, and now the Kehanim will remember to go and be Mashkiyah, the waters down below. So that's the key difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda. They both hold that the only Zman that I'm really nervous about is the Alois HaShachar. How much do I have to worry about it that I do these preventive measures? Says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm really nervous that we're going to go and forget, even though for a short moment I have to bring the waters up for the Trumas Hadesh and Koyin. True, but since it was down below until now, tell the Kehanim that are pulling on those pulleys, wait, be abyssal gedilt, a little patient, and after they bring it up, and the Kohen who did the Trumas Hadesh and will have done the Kiddush Adam Raglai, immediately submerge it again, make sure it stays there through the Amud HaShachar period, and then bring it up again for the rest of the Kehanim to do Kiddush Adam Raglai and to embark on their work. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Chisda, that wasn't necessary. Leave the waters out the whole night. They'll be fine and good and wonderful. The Trumas Hadesh and Kohen is going to wash from them. And then when he finishes washing, then we'll be the Mashkiya Id for the few minutes over the Amud HaShachar period. Then we'll bring it up for the rest of the Kahanim to go and wash their hands. And with this,
Kohen and the Trumas Hadesh have to do Kishon Dan Raglayim afterward again? Because when he did the Kishon Dan Raglayim from the Kiru, it was before Zman Lina of Alos HaShachar.
So let's go.
Is it all like Rebbe?
Very good. So do you still have your Gemara open?
I do.
Good, look at the top line and read the first three lines. Vom Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay.
He does not have to.
Even though the water in that kior was pre Alos HaShachar water.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, what's the reason for that, Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara yesterday and the Gemara repeated today in shorthand. It depends whether he's going to Rabbi according to Blazer Reb Shimon. According to Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, it's very simple, because according to Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, once you do Kiddush Adam,
no expiration,
even 10 days, it's still good. Yeah. Then that's certainly good. But even according to Rebbe, even though he's doing it before Lina time, which means before Amud HaShachar,
it's
Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said that since it's to remind people that Lina and Zmanim are very important, don't go and poo-poo Zmanim, it's very important. So they said that we can at least give you a 15-minute window of opportunity from Trumas Hadesh until the Zman of Amud HaShachar. As long as you do it at that time, then that's fine. You don't have to do it again after Amud HaShachar, because the whole thing was Gzeir Drabban. You did it 10 minutes before because you did Trumas Hadesh. That's okay. No problem. All right? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai, and Mir Tashem. We'll continue tomorrow at